Hello, today the church celebrates Monday of the fourth week of Lent, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live," and he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In our Gospel passage, we learned about a court official who approached Jesus for help to cure his seriously ill son. Many people had already approached Jesus for help in the villages he visited. Initially, Jesus seemed to refuse the official's request, but the official persisted and said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus granted his request, but not in the way the man wanted. He simply said, "Your son will live." The man believed Jesus' words and returned home, and on the way discovered his prayer had been answered. When we pray to the Lord for help, we may feel that our prayers go unanswered. We may not receive the answer we were hoping for. But we must persevere in prayer like the royal official in the gospel. We must trust in the Lord's promises and journey with them in our hearts. Like the royal official, we will discover that the Lord will answer our prayers, even if not in the way we expected.